What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabella Things podcast. Sorry I didn't post a new episode last week. I wanted to wait to finish watching the Jeffrey Dahmer show and to talk about it, give my reaction about it, because social media and everyone has just been absolutely buzzing about it today. I'm here with my roommate, Kendall. She is back on the pod. Kendall, are you excited to be here?
I'm so excited.
And we are talking about literally the show of the fall, I would say. The show of the year, maybe.
Of the year, even. It's Netflix's biggest ever debut. So
that's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not expect. I didn't even know they were
making it. It came out. And was out for a while, and then it got popular, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were making it, because no one was really talking about it. I didn't see any interviews on, like, YouTube or social media where it was like, oh yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer show, it's like this big thing.
And Evan Peters isn't, like, he's involved, but not super involved, right. So, like, I wasn't up to date on that.
Yeah. But I had no idea this was coming, and this Jeffrey Dahmer, in particular, is very known to kind of the area we live in, which is kind of crazy because he makes some references to things we know of in the show itself, which kind of adds something else to it.
Like, yeah, very surreal feeling.
Like, he was literally roaming around the streets, like, in our backyard, practically.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to talk about it, give our thoughts to it, and basically talk about kind of the biggest show. This is probably, besides Stranger Things,
I would say biggest show of the year.
This is definitely the biggest, biggest show of the year.
Because it outdid Stranger Things 4.
Yeah.
So,
which is really
it is
crazy.
The biggest show of the year.
And I don't think anyone was expecting it. Because, like, Jeffrey Dahmer is, like, mentioned in pop culture,
and how,
like, in songs and stuff like that.
But. And they do, like, so many different documentaries, especially on Netflix, like, I didn't foresee this growing so big.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how it does in award season. Because I thought...
Oh, it's gotta do well.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was very well done. Yeah. Like, there are some spoilers in this, so if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Cause
seriously,
go watch it. I'm not... I like documentaries from, like, a film person. I like documentaries a whole lot. But I'm not the biggest graphic person in the sense of just how graphic some of the stuff is shown, but if I could handle it, all of you out there can handle it. It's definitely visual.
Yeah, I honestly expected more, like, gruesomeness, I guess, because he was, like, a really gruesome guy.
It's very gruesome.
It is very gruesome, but I honestly expected worse. There is, like, a lot of, like, blood and everything.
There is,
like,
a lot,
like,
of blood,
a lot, and, like, everything
parts.
Is, like, super real looking. So. Try to stomach that, but
there was only, I think, one time where I had to, like, truly cover my eyes.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, it was when he was, I think, it was toward the middle of the season, maybe toward the end, like, maybe episode 7 or 8, where he was literally, when he was working at, like, the blood donor place.
Oh, when he
cut the blood,
drank it. That was gross. I would say that's probably one of the most graphic parts of
the God, that was so
But bad. Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished
that
it.
Last,
I watched the episode last night.
I can say spoilers.
Yes.
Okay, in the last episode when the prisoner
beat the
him.
Shit out of him.
Oh my God, that was gruesome.
That was
like, that was very bad.
I didn't know how he killed him.
I didn't either.
Him.
I thought, I did not know. Because, like, he got stabbed in prison before, and then I was like, oh, like, that's how he's gonna die, but it wasn't. I didn't know that he got brutally hammered.
Yeah, and the fact that he was, like, allowed to work in prison, if that was the case of how everything went down. I don't know. Another thing about this show is, like, I don't know what was... I think most of it was true.
Yeah, I've looked into, like, a lot of the accuracy stuff, and it's, like, all pretty down to a
T. I think,
hasn't really, or, like, they didn't really make anything up, which is,
like,
crazy.
Cinematic, yeah. And it all, like, flowed pretty well. Like, some of it, like, they, you know, went to, like, the flashbacks of him and his childhood and how, like, his mom wasn't the greatest human being. I mean, I don't think anyone in that family was.
No, that whole family had
some problems. But that's something we can definitely talk about later on.
Yeah.
But overall, I really like the show. It's on Netflix. there's 10 episodes in the series, mm-hmm. and obviously it's a one, it'll probably be a limited season thing, like they can't do
They two wrapped the whole thing.
Yeah, they wrapped up the whole thing.
It would be cool, though, if they did, like, different people in the same realm
mm-hmm.
as him.
No, I agree.
In, like, the same sense.
Because it gives you, like, awareness, too, like, you gotta be careful out there, because there are some really, really crazy people out there. And that kind of gave me an awareness, especially living in the places
in
where he kind of roamed.
Yeah.
Like you just got to be careful out there. Because you never know who can literally pick you off the street and take you back and kill you and do terrible, terrible things to you. And you'll never be seen by anyone ever again.
Yeah.
Like, and
it's a little frightening.
It is, yeah. And in terms of, like, age, I would say, if you're under the age of, what would you say? 15. I would say 15.
I would say, like, 15, yeah. Just because, like, 16. There's a lot of, like, gruesomeness, graphicness, whatever.
But there's also,
like
rape.
Sexually,
and,
like,
sexual,
there's a lot of, like, sexual stuff going on as well. And there's some sexually graphic parts.
Yeah. 100%. But I also like the fact that, like, a lot of the characters in the show were, like, kind of more underground.
Like,
I
was gonna say that.
Evan,
like,
Peters,
no,
underground.
But
he's
not,
up and,
like,
coming.
Right, yeah. He's been in, like, a lot of things in the past, but mostly, like, horror stuff.
Yeah.
And
he looks,
has an aura.
Yeah.
I will never look at him the same.
No, no one will.
Oh,
no
way.
One will. No, he looks, like,
just like him.
Yeah, if you look at, like, interviews on YouTube of, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, and then you watch the show, or, like, just look at pictures of the real Jeffrey Dahmer and watch the show, like, it is,
it's uncanny, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane how much he looks like him, and, like, even, like, without trying, like, yeah, like, he had his hair done a certain way, but, like, he looks like him even before.
Certain facial features really give it away.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, I knew the dad from, he was the dad in Step Brothers.
Yeah, and Molly Ringwald, like,
yeah.
But she was not even that really of a central character.
Yeah, she just played, like, a basic mom. Like, anyone could have played her character just fine.
But yeah, I agree. I think a lot of the cast was people I've never really seen. Except, what is the neighbor's name?
In real life?
No, that's Niecy Nice.
Yeah.
But what's...
Oh, Cleveland. I don't know her first name, but her
Glenda.
Last name. Glenda. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen her before, but, like, I didn't know her very well.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, the only other one I can think of.
But yeah, I thought it was well acted. And then from, like, a film standpoint, I thought it was very well done in terms of, like, cinema stuff.
It kept my attention, that's for sure. I wish, though, that they... Because sometimes I did get a little confused, like, when they were talking about, like, flashback-type stuff versus in, like... They would just switch up the timeline a lot.
Right.
Which I understand, but I would get a little confused sometimes. So if there was, like, a way, like, different lighting or something to, like, show when they were talking about when, but...
And I
have no complaints.
Yeah. I was surprised that they did it in 10 episodes, because I feel like shows like that might be 4 episodes, or, like, a 3-part series or something.
Yeah.
But for it to be stretched out to 10 episodes, I was pretty impressed by that, for them to have enough content.
And they went into detail about, like, a lot of the victims.
Yeah.
Some they didn't, like, when he was on, like, his biggest rampage or whatever. But, yeah. Because we heard that one guy's story, the deaf victim's story. That was really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. And the one family where he did things to the brother and then killed the other one. That's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I liked how they went on to show, like, a lot of the victim side, too. Like, that one... I don't remember how to say their last name. They're from Laos,
yeah. The Laos family.
The Laos family. They showed a lot of, like, their struggles and stuff, too, which I thought
was
really
cool. And, like,
really
the wedding in the last episode.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of shows... They don't go into detail about, like, the victim's family much. Like, yeah, they'll show them on camera and whatnot, like, at the funeral or at in court, but they won't go into, like, how they're feeling and stuff like that. So I like that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. The court scenes were cool, though. And insanely accurate. I've seen a lot of footage of, like, the real court.
No, that was a big
thing
that
we're
talking about.
Spot on, yeah. And it was cool how they showed, like, every victim's, like, saying. That was cool. I liked that.
And then, do you want to talk about, like, his childhood? Like, go into his childhood and how, like, everything kind of started?
Yeah. The show, I don't know, because it kind of seemed like he was just always kind of, like, a little weird.
Yeah.
But then his dad definitely raised the bar with the whole roadkill thing.
Yeah.
I literally, every time I see roadkill now, I just am like, oh.
You'll
like,
never
I will never look
same.
At
yeah.
it the same, yeah. I don't think that was healthy. I don't think that was necessary.
Yeah.
I feel like if he showed interest in stuff like that, that is not the way to go about that. And, like, to teach him all those things.
Right.
It's a little
And the fact that... Well, I think at first, like, the dad didn't think anything of it.
I mean, right. But I feel like as, like, an obsession like that were to progress, there would be, like, some raise for concern.
Yeah.
Because...
No, 100%.
I feel like anyone who enjoys roaming around roadkill that much and, like, being... Touching it and, like...
Like, hunting's one thing, but...
Yeah, but, like, shoving your hands in, like,
in
the
it,
guts and stuff,
and, like,
that's a little weird.
Being turned on
yeah.
by the guts is...
Yeah,
oh,
that's, like,
that's
so...
so strange.
Repulsive.
Oh,
my gosh.
That was weird. And also, how, like, in the last episode, when the dad was, like, toward the mom, when they're, like, fighting for what to do with the brain... when the dad was like, well, I think there's a real reason he's not correct.
I mean, yeah.
And because, like, do you think it was because, like, the mom took a lot of pills?
I would say, yeah.
Probably has a contributing
because
factor.
Because they made it seem like she was, like, on so many pills. And, like, yeah, that's obviously going to be very detrimental in the long run. So that's, yeah, probably why he was, like, born the way that he was. But.
And then the dad kind of showing him.
Yeah,
and
there was he was
the
born
behavior,
off,
yeah.
And then it just people kept adding to it and enabling it and spun out of control.
I wonder what like people who went to high school and grade school have like said about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's like people like a lot of people out there who have stories but are just like.
Yeah.
Don't. You know, it's not, like, extremely publicized.
Mm-hmm.
So because,
like, the tadpole scene was, like, true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like...
Yeah, you.
Mm-hmm.
We looked that up, and
mm-hmm.
it was true. So, like, things like that, I don't know.
Yeah, when he gave the tadpole to the teacher. And, like, when he took the fetus pig...
Yeah, home? Who would allow
and
that?
And the science teacher was like, you know, in, like, my over 20 years of teaching, I've never had a kid ask me.
Yeah, that's so strange.
And he was like, and remember when Dahmer... asked the kid who he thought was like
yeah.
cool and stuff like hey you want to come over and dissect
like,
it with
what?
Me and the guy was like
no
absolutely not that's not what I'm going to do
yeah no that's weird I agree
and he was like I have a pig in my backpack
yeah
what?
So weird
so he definitely was off in his childhood it wasn't just all of a sudden flip the switch hey I'm gonna start killing people now
no it was always there and I don't think his parents' marital status really helped either.
Oh.
Like, always being disregarded and things like that.
And he was alone.
That's never, yeah.
When the dad and the stepmom, like, were away, he was, like, living in the house, in the grandma's house.
Yeah.
No.
He
was
lived
at the
in his
house.
Parents' house. His mom and his brother
left. And the mom.
And then the dad
and
his new woman.
Stepmom.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Were just... they didn't really give context.
Yeah, no,
they
were gone
they were.
For, like...
Like, 3 months. More than that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And when they came home, they were like, where's
that
your mom?
He became an alcoholic while they were gone. That's, like, when that started.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed his first victim in that time, too.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, where's the mom? Or where's your mom? And Dahmer's
and
like,
I mean, granted,
I
like...
Know.
If an ordinary person was left home alone for 3 months, I don't think they would just start killing people. But...
Yeah.
I feel like that was not a wise choice,
right.
based on who he was prior to.
Scary.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the grandma.
I feel bad for that woman.
Yeah.
Like, so bad. Every time
she
that he would yell at her, I would get so
she
sad.
She was like, oh, like, you can go to church with me.
Yeah,
like,
she was trying
she
everything.
She
kind of... Pushing him to get jobs.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to be encouraging and, like, spend time with him. And
right.
he just was trying to kill people in her basement.
Yeah.
Like, that's so...
Oh, yeah. If anyone hears the sirens outside... There are a lot of sirens.
So sorry.
We're very sorry. You've heard me give that disclaimer in other episodes before, so just ignore the sirens. But, yeah, no, the grandma, like, very nice woman, and she was, yeah, like, the fact that he killed many people,
like, that's
in
where
her
most
basement,
of his
stored a lot of people. Body
that's
parts
where he drank
in
the blood and, like, the mannequin and all that.
That's so disgusting.
And I said this, I think, when we were watching the last couple episodes. I am very glad, in this sense, that she couldn't retain when it came out that he was, like, a serial killer. Because she had dementia that bad. Mm-hmm. Because that would have made me even more sad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's...
Because, like, she thought highly of him,
right.
Even though he was so mean to her.
So mean.
And like, took advantage
very,
of
very bad things
everything that she gave
that
him,
house.
Yeah.
And the mannequin.
Yeah,
in
you were
the
so
bed.
Repulsed by that.
Well, I was the one, I was like, he's gonna take the mannequin home. When he got his, was it business clothes or whatever he was getting?
Work shirts for the.
Work shirts,
butcher.
Yes. When he was getting work shirts and he looked over at the mannequin, I said, he's gonna take the mannequin home with him.
Yeah.
Because he was like looking at it. In a weird way. And I was like,
well, it was just when he took like it apart, that was like so I don't even know how to describe it, like almost full circle, because that's like what he did to like real
people. The
people.
Yeah.
Like snapped their arms off and like put them in
and
bags.
It was
like
he
that's
slept
so...
with the mannequin.
Yeah.
And
his grandma threw it away and he was
livid. He was so mad.
He was so mad.
Because that was like a part of him, it seemed like. And
so mad.
No, the fact that he hid in the dressing room.
Like, how did he even pull that off?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
And then that kind of leads into the next thing I want to talk about, was how he got off so easily every single time someone questioned him, someone called the cops on him, someone gave him a weird look and was like, what are you doing? He got off so easy for years. The neighbor called the cops on him for a whole year and the cops didn't do anything.
I think that the show did a good job of bringing, like, the race issue into that.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about that a lot, and I really didn't expect that at all, but he did live in an apartment that was, like, predominantly for, like...
Yeah.
People who couldn't afford more expensive apartments.
Yes.
And at that time, it happened to be, like, African-American people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously, the people that were to be suspicious were people of color, and the police did not care. And there's so many scenes of the police making fun of the Louse family.
Yeah.
Them calling, oh my god, that made me so mad. And then,
oh, when the guy was like, oh, can
when
you
the police
say it
officers
again?
Were like calling the Louse dad and like saying things like, go back
oh, and
on your boat,
scene
and like
too.
That.
And the court scene, too.
Oh, yeah. And then the judge was like, I can't understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was, it's just, yeah.
That was definitely another big aspect.
Yeah.
And also, another thing, too, that was kind of the time. Like, that was like a sign of the times in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
But
definitely, I think that's why he got away with so much.
Oh,
is because
yeah.
the people that were trying to report it were people of color and nobody cared.
Right.
Because that was also, like, his main target group was people of color.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can also talk about how, like, they gave that 14-year-old kid back to him so he could.
That
him.
Was insane, because he did not, A, look 19.
No.
B, look well.
Right.
I feel like even if you
he
were dating or whatever, if that would have been true, I feel like the police should have done something to, like, sober him up.
Right.
Or, like, at least keep him in like, that kid in custody until he was, like, fine.
Right.
Because even in, like, real relationships, like, things like sexual assault and stuff can happen. So, like, that was insane. And the fact that there was, like, three witnesses there and everything.
And I know they got in... I think the police officers got in
they
trouble.
They got suspended, but they were mad because they were like, you're supposed to back your union and, like, be there for your police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the police chief or whatever said that he only suspended them, in the show, at least, because he had to. Because he had people breathing down his neck. Like, he didn't really want to, which is absurd, but...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was another crazy aspect.
And Jeffrey got banned from all those, like, what are they called, bathhouses?
Bathhouses. Well, I called it a sex house.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
But he got banned from so many for drugging people, and that's it. Like, he, no investigation. Like, he just wasn't allowed in those anymore. And then he took the one guy to like, the
nice hotel.
What was it, the ambassador?
Well, the ambassador is, well, I think in the show it's called something else, but I think in, like, realistically, like, I know for, like, if the, for a fact it's called, like, the ambassador here.
Yeah. Well, he took that one guy to the expensive hotel instead and still ended up killing him.
And still ended up killing him. And he also drugged them, too. Like,
yeah,
the,
every time.
That
and that guy.
That he in the army.
In the ambassador hotel, Jeffrey accidentally drugged himself first.
Right. Yeah. That was another thing, too.
So he had to, like, oh, I don't even know.
Yeah. A lot of drinking.
But yeah, the fact that he learned
movie.
That from the army.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. No, this movie also, or not movie.
Yeah.
This show kind of reminded me of Cherry a little bit. Cherry is the movie with Tom Holland. Yes, I've talked about it multiple times on this podcast. But, you know, he goes to the army to try and fix himself, becomes an army medic.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Gets out of the army and starts robbing banks. Like,
yeah.
It kind of reminded me a lot of Cherry, which I think is pretty cool. Cherry's a great movie. Go watch it if you haven't. But, yeah, it definitely reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, the dad tried really, really hard to, like,
over and over,
put him on the right path, like, getting a job, going to, he went to rehab, didn't
he? Yeah.
Rehab.
And they wanted to, like, the dad wanted them to do, like, more psychological,
like,
stuff with him,
therapist.
And they didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Jeffrey went to Ohio State, got flunked out.
Mm-hmm.
Army, got discharged.
Yeah.
Countless jobs he went through during the show that he couldn't hold.
Yeah, the butcher.
He got arrested in the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that was for, but he did get arrested, like, the police came and got him.
We can talk about his jobs. He was a butcher. Worked for the blood donor company.
Which, I don't know how they let him in there.
Yeah.
What are his qualifications for that?
Right.
Besides being an army medic for, like, what? A short period of time?
Yeah. Chocolate factory. What else did he do?
I don't even remember. He went to school.
Yeah, went to school.
The army.
Rehab.
I feel like we're missing one. I don't even know.
We probably are. But anyways, he had a lot of jobs that he obviously couldn't keep because he kept, you know, messing
doing
up.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, when he worked at the butcher shop and they would, like, show him grinding the meat, ew.
And remember when he was, like, he didn't ask for extra hours, but what did he do at the butcher shop? It wasn't,
where,
like,
the guy, like, got in trouble with him?
No, it was, like, oh, I'm trying to think. It was, like, he was like, I like doing this. I don't know if he wanted more hours
I don't remember.
Maybe it was more hours because the guy was like, usually like,
I think that's actually, yeah,
people,
what it was.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, but the guy was like, oh, like, usually these people don't enjoy it, like, that much and whatnot.
Yeah, red flag. He got fired from the butcher shop for public exposure. That's when he did that at the carnival. That's how he got fired from there.
Right. I do remember that. It's all coming together now. Yeah, there's a lot of instances where he, like, messes up in life and, like, has to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of a mixture.
What? When he was at the restaurant with his dad and, like, the stepmom, he was, like, breaking down, like Jeff was, and he wanted to tell his dad, like, what he had done, and his dad just completely, like, blew
over
it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. Was that after he got out of the army?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Or maybe after school or something?
I think it was when they were telling him he needed to... No, because it was... They were in the restaurant, and then his dad... Okay, Jeffrey was telling his dad that he had, like, all these thoughts, like, had done bad things, and I thought he was going to spit it out.
Yeah.
And then his dad cut him off and said that he should enroll in Ohio State.
Oh, that's right. And he was like, yeah, like, I'll do it. And the dad was like, okay,
so
like,
I don't remember
go.
What led up to that
right
conversation, but...
No, the fact that he just... This all stems back to, like, the fact that he just kept getting away with what he was doing and didn't really get into true,
like,
legal trouble until the guy escaped.
Yeah. For a majority of the killings and stuff, nobody even knew. Like, people would just go missing, they'd slap up a missing poster and call it good. Like, there was, like, no investigation, except for, the only person that caught on was Glenda. Yeah. His neighbor.
Because she knew she was sus for a while.
I mean, I would be.
Yeah. Anyone would. Because she smelled it in her house.
In her house, yeah.
And remember in the last episode, she was like, I can't get the smell out of my nose.
Yeah. I mean, valid.
That's so... That's like traumatizing. Even though it didn't directly happen to you. Like,
it is.
Hitting, like, she heard the banging, like, in her apartment.
And the saw noises and the screaming and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I would never be okay again, probably. And that went on for, like, years. I don't know how long we lived in that apartment.
And she was done so dirty in the sense of, like, remember she was like, oh, like, I knew you guys, she went to... you know, the city town hall and was like, when are you guys putting up the, when are you guys, I knew you guys took down Oxford Apartments, when are you guys building the park
memorial.
In,
yeah.
The park in honor of, like, all of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims, and the lady was like, we're still waiting on permits.
Yeah, basically, we're not, and they never did.
So. Yeah, it's still an empty lot.
Is it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is.
That would have been cool if they did that.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah, they definitely should have. Good publicity.
Yeah.
But leaving it as an empty lot, not good publicity.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of what else I was going to say. Do you have anything to add?
I don't know. It's just very, it was very good. And
yeah,
it was
very
so,
eye-opening.
So many details. And, like, it's crazy to me how many people didn't know about Jeffrey Dahmer and, like, the extent of it. Because I've known about him and, like, the depths of it since I was young.
Yeah.
Like, I've known what he's done and, like, stuff since I was young. Obviously not as far in detail as the show went.
Yeah. Because I think the show definitely educated a lot of people.
But even within the show, like, it's so detail-oriented. Like, the accuracy we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then there's even, like, Easter eggs. Like, I think it's in the first episode when he gets busted. Earlier in the episode, he goes in his fridge to get a beer. And the, head is in the drawer when he gets the beer. And then he shuts the fridge. Like, I didn't pick up on it until I rewatched it for the second time after they said, oh, there was a head in his freezer. Oh. Then I went back and rewatched and you could see
it. You saw it, okay.
And then, like, when he's going up to, like, the bar that he would always go to, there's missing posters of the guys that he
Okay,
taken.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how many little
details.
Yeah.
No, I
Who's the director?
Going to look it up.
I want to say he has worked with Evan Peters before.
Jennifer Lynch directed 4 episodes. I don't know what else she's done.
There is somebody on the crew that had worked with Evan Peters before. I want to say an American Horror Story.
Okay.
I think his name's Ryan something.
I don't know. Well, the guy who created
Ryan Murphy.
We're on IMDb right now for those of you who are like,
yeah,
what are
they
talking about?
Worked with.
Oh, okay. He's done a lot.
Yeah, he has been with Evan Peters before,
and
so I knew that he had
he
a big role in Evan Peters getting that position.
Oh, nice. Well, Evan Peters did a great
job.
No,
fantastic
job.
He's very good at playing the kinds of characters that he does play.
Yeah, and the fact, like, another thing too, like, he had. I don't know about traumatizing, but, I mean, it's an emotional character to play.
Yeah,
I
saw...
Like, you have to go down a really dark path to
play that character.
That's
exactly what I was
going
to say. He, in an interview, said that he had to almost dissociate and then, like, go down in, like, a really, really dark path to, like, get there. And, like, I feel like in a role like that, that's always going to stick with you. Like, you're never going to be able to lose that.
Yeah.
And, like, he probably had to do so much prep for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Austin Butler with Elvis.
Yeah.
It's probably the same, just in a way more twisted way.
Yeah, in the life of Elvis, right?
Yeah.
But in the future, like, I know so much more about Dahmer than I did before watching
mm-hmm.
the show. Like, I knew a very, very basic thing, like, you know, he killed and was a bunch of people, was a cannibalist.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily went for all men.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the general understanding of what I got, because I'm not super into... Because, like, some people, like, they know a ton about, like, serial killers or murderers and,
mm-hmm.
like, true crime. Like, true crime, I've said this before on my podcast, like, true crime is a whole separate podcast industry. in my opinion, and it's huge. It's so, so huge, and people get really into it, which I have a great admiration for. But I just, like, have never been someone who has done that, so I think it's really cool that they're kind of bringing this story to light. It'll be interesting to see, like, how the Jeffrey Dahmer story gets kind of brought into light in the future, as well as other serial killers, because, like, documentaries are kind of, like, documentary-type shows are kind of, like, within the last few years have definitely done very, very well on streaming platforms.
When they adapt, like, I like documentaries, like, just strict documentaries, but I like them better when they're like this.
A series,
When they're, like, done with actors that I have seen.
That we know,
or,
yeah.
Like, put into, like, show format, it keeps my attention much better. So, yeah, I'm really curious to see which, what this leads to. And, like, which notorious serial killer is next. Because Ted Bundy was done a couple years
ago. We actually just watched the Ted Bundy, Zac Efron movie last week, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I've seen that movie a lot of times. And, like, when they came out with the Conversations with the Killer, like, release of, like, the Ted Bundy recorded tapes and stuff, like, that's interesting, but it's not done in the same way that Dahmer was done. So I hope that moving forward there's more like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope this set the tone.
Set the tone. Yeah. No, totally agree. Yeah, this movie's very dark. It's not happy in any way, shape, or I mean, show. Sorry, I think I said movie. This show is very dark in terms of color-wise. It's very
and
emotional.
Plotline-wise.
Yeah, very emotional.
So emotional.
In
a lot of ways.
Definitely don't be ashamed if you have to skip through some parts, because it is really hard to watch. It can be, like, triggering, almost.
Yeah, certain things.
You know, if you knew someone or who has gone through some of the stuff that Jeffrey Dahmer did to people. But it's definitely a highlight of my year in terms of things that I've watched. 100%.
It did very well. As a Stranger Things 4 fan, rightfully so.
Yeah.
It did very well.
Absolutely. And it'll be interesting to see what the next thing that will hit Netflix and will take it by storm.
There's always something.
There's always something.
There always is something.
It's very true. Very true. But yeah, no, Dahmer has definitely been the talk of all over. Like, this documentary has been all over TikTok, all over social media, on YouTube. So many interviews and articles that have come out within the last, you know, couple weeks, which is pretty cool. Like, so much. Like, definitely been the talk of campus. Is, like, a lot of
people. Oh, yeah, I ask everybody if they've seen it.
Everyone's been saying, have you seen Dahmer? Have you seen Dahmer? Have you seen Dahmer? And I'm like, yes, I have. Very, very crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it hits us closer, because this happened literally right in our backyard, which is very crazy to think about. But Kendall, do you have any other things you want to talk about or say?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything either, but we both really like this show, even though it does have very graphic content.
Yeah.
It can be found on Netflix, so go watch it if this sounds interesting to you, if you're interested in this type of stuff. And yeah, we'll see you guys. I'll see you guys next Sunday, or not next Sunday, 2 Sundays from now with a new episode. Hope everyone's doing well. Stay safe. And yeah, bye guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.